Opponents of the light rail extension plan to go down Central Avenue into South Phoenix plan to turn in signatures to the city today to refer a measure to the ballot asking voters to stop the project. It's been controversial, and organizers with the group Building a Better Phoenix say the money that would be used for that extension should be used for other infrastructure projects. Daniel Shipley is with Building a Better Phoenix. I caught up with him earlier this morning and asked him to describe what the proposal would do.
Okay, so basically what this measure would do is, if it goes back on the ballot, it gives voters the chance to decide if that's what they really want. If after they've heard all the facts and all the details and statistics, if they really do indeed want the construction of the light rail to go into South Phoenix.
Does this only have to do with the South Phoenix extension? Would this affect other spurs of light rail or any other projects that are currently under construction?
No, this is just the South Rail extension, the one that goes from Central Phoenix out to Baseline along Central Avenue.
We've heard a lot of arguments, both pro and con, for this particular extension. From your perspective, what are the problems with it?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm not anti-light rail, period. You know, I believe it can be a very good thing, just depending on where and what city is implemented, because, as you know, different cities, some have better planning as to the way that the city was designed and expanded upon. For some reason, it seems like Phoenix, they didn't really expect it to expand as far as it has. So, yeah, the light rail in and of itself can be a great thing. For Arizona, however, I don't see it. And there's many reasons why. Because, first of all, they wanted to put it along Central Avenue. Central Avenue is a major artery for the South Side. And they want to turn Central Avenue into one lane of traffic each direction. It's, if a person's ever been there, especially during rush hour, it's completely not feasible. Just rush hour traffic aside, you know, emergency vehicles, if they're trying to get from one side of the road to the other, especially with one lane each direction in a critical incident where seconds matter, that can mean the difference between life and death. There's really no need for it to be on Central. It could be on 24th Avenue, where it could connect the airport, some of the schools. And another thing is, for about a year, I used to ride the bus from Central and Dobbins, one end of the line, and it was the Central bus going down to the Sunny Slope station. And by the time it crosses the Salt River Bridge, it's not even 25% full. So one of the major arguments for that is, if you can't even fully utilize one system of mass transit, why do you need yet another? It's a complete waste of money.
Would you be more in favor of a light rail extension into South Phoenix if it wasn't on Central Avenue, if it was on 24th Avenue or some other road in that part of town?
Well, I would still be against the light rail as far as, you know, coming into South Phoenix, you know, again, for a few reasons. Now, if you're asking me if I had to choose between one or the other, if we were going to get it regardless, and if it had to be Central or 24th, then yeah, I would definitely say 24th. Because Central, like I said, besides being a major artery, there are so many small businesses that have been there for generations. And a lot of these people are going to lose their businesses. It's going to be extremely crushing. And the city council said that they wanted to do this to help preserve the culture and history of the South Side. But when a large part of the culture and history is made up of small businesses, how is that preserving anything when it's actually going to destroy them?
Daniel Shipley is a volunteer with the group Building a Better Phoenix, which is turning in signatures later this morning to put a measure before city voters asking them to stop the South Central Light Rail project. If the signatures are verified, he expects it to be on the ballot in the spring of 2019.